Thank you, ladies. Sister Edwina, how long you been driving a bus? Coming March will be 15 years. Thank you. Say thank you to all our bus workers. I get a lot of credit for this, but they do it all. And I praise the Lord for that. Amen. I appreciate you folks more than you ever know. Take your Bibles with me this morning and turn to Job chapter number 23. Job chapter number 23. I had the lady sing this morning a song that contains a statement from Job chapter number 23. How many of you are familiar with the life of Job? Raise your hand. I've heard people from time to time say, pray for me. I feel like I'm going through the trials of Job. Well, no, you're not. I've seen people go through a lot, but I've never seen anybody go through quite what Job went through in his life. In Job chapter number 1, there's a little contest between Satan and God. If I were to ask you this morning what would be the subject matter of the book of Job, somebody would readily say Job, right? Come on, nod at me. Y'all wake up. Longer I think you ain't getting it, the longer I'm going to preach. If I were to ask you what the book of Job was about, you would just about automatically say it's about Job. Well, do you know the book of Job is not about Job at all? It contains a story about Job, but the book of Job is more about God and His power. The book of Job is more about God and His love. The book of Job is more about the power that God has over Satan. Satan comes to God in Job chapter number 1. He comes before the sons of men, and God said, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro in the earth, and I found none worthy. And God said, hey, have you tried my servant Job? He said, he's an upright man and escheweth evil. And the devil said, I cannot afflict this man because you have got this hedge of protection around him. Amen. I want to show you something about trials and troubles and tribulations this morning. God told Satan, said, I'll tell you what, I will let the hedge down. I will make a gap in my hedge of protection around Job so that you might afflict him. He said, now this you can do. You can touch his body. You can touch his possession, but you cannot touch his soul. There is a good picture of eternal salvation right there. He said, you can have at him, you can have it, everything he's got. He said, and the devil said, well, you let me at him, and he'll curse you to your face. It was a contest between God and Satan. If you know the story, the devil took everything Job had. How many children? Was it 10?
Yeah.
10 children. All his possessions. Job was a very, very wealthy man. And in a matter of hours, not years, Brother Shane, in a matter of hours, Job lost everything he had. Everything that was dear to him, including his own health. So going through the trials of Job, I don't know. His houses were burned. His children were killed. All his possessions, his cattle, his livestock, everything he had, gone. You talk about rock bottom, that's where Job was. I don't know how many times I've heard the statement over the last few weeks, and that's what has prompted this message this morning. Preacher, I don't know how much more I can take. How many of you have ever made that statement? I don't know how much further I can go. I've got more on me. I've heard this statement, I know, at least 3 times in the last week or so. Preacher, I know God said He wouldn't put more on you than you can stand, but I think I'm there. Job said in Job 23 and verse number 10, look at it with me. Talking about the Lord, he said, He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. I have on my finger a wedding ring, and it's made of or covered with gold. Gold does not come out of the ground looking like that. Do you understand that? Gold has to go through a process, and that process is called a trying or a testing. That gold is melted down. It has to, are you listening to me this morning? The gold has to go through a fire. And that fire causes everything that is impure in the gold to be raised to the top, to be brought to the surface so it can be scraped away. Amen. It's a purifying process. It may not be comfortable for the gold. Amen. And Job said, when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. Job did not say this at the end of the story where God has given him back everything. How many fold was it? Sevenfold? Doubled it. That's what I thought. He gave him everything back double. He didn't say that then. He says that in the trial. That's faith. Are y'all awake this morning? Y'all was happy a while ago when the young'uns was singing. Now wake up. Amen. How many of you going through it? Come on, be honest. So coming up the hallway this morning, one of our dear sweet ladies stopped me and tears running down her face and said, "Preacher, pray for me. I've just lost my job." I hear it over and over and over and over. I want us to consider the words of Job this morning. If you've read the book of Job, you know. If you haven't read it, you ought to. Everything works out okay for old Job. Everything works out all right for Job. Somebody said, well, he got double everything but his children. Uh-uh. He got 10 more kids, and he's already got 10 in heaven. Amen. They're not dead. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me this morning? Everything worked out okay for Job. Let me say everything's going to work out okay for Shane. Let me say everything's going to work out okay for the jobless. Let me say everything's going to work out okay. Are you listening to the financial difficulty? Let me say that everything's going to work out. I'm talking about to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. If we'll just put our trust in Him and our faith in Him and rely on Him. I'm saying God is able this morning. Our problem is we are looking at our ability. If Shane Reese were depending on his ability this morning, he can't even walk across the room. He might hop, but he can't walk. And what he can do is very limited. He can ride that wheelchair from here to the van. And take the van to the house and from the van into the house. That's about it. He has not the ability to hold a job. Y'all listening to me this morning? But he serves one. Just let me say, Brother Shane, who has two good legs, who has two good arms, who has two good eyes and two good ears. He serves one this morning whose might and power go infinitely beyond what he can even think or do. Amen. That's why Job said, when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. In another place, Job said, my Redeemer is faithful. Yeah. Amen. Job's wife said, why don't you just give up, curse God, and die? Yeah. He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. Yeah. Amen. Job had his faith in his God. Not in his money, it was gone. Yeah. not in his possessions, they were gone. You see, that's this world's mentality. Take away what you have and we break you down to nothing. Well, you got to understand this. Oh, good God Almighty, there's something, Brother Jack, I got that Obama can't take away. There's something I got this morning that Pelosi can't lay her hands on. I'm talking about the glory and the grace of an almighty God. Somebody ought to just get happy in here this morning. You might fire me, but bless God, you ain't going to fire him. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. And by the way, no matter how wicked and how vile that I may be, he still loves me. Amen. Job said, when I'm tried, I'm talking to that one this morning who said, I can't take it anymore. I'm talking to that one this morning who said, I don't see any sense in going on. If it won't embarrass Brother Charlie Ryder this morning, I'm going to use him for a minute. And if it does embarrass him, get over it. That's my friend. We grew up together and I can talk to him like that. Don't you dare do it. He's my buddy. I don't know how many years ago it's been now. When did Tracy get killed? 2003. Late one evening, on the day after our friend Tracy Sullivan was killed in a car wreck, Charlie Ryder knocked on my door. I had no idea he even knew where I lived. Knocked on my door. We knelt down on my front porch and Charlie trusted Christ as his Savior. Are you listening to me? Got born again, Stacy, right there at my front door. Charlie trusted Christ as his Savior. But see, a long time before Charlie trusted Christ as his Savior, he made some foolish decisions. He rode Brahma bulls. Foolish decision. I've done it too, but not to the extent he did. When you ride bulls, it ain't if you get hurt, it's when and how bad and how many times. Charlie got saved, but his body was broken. It seemed like after Brother Charlie got saved, they went through hell by the half acre. If it wasn't Charlie's help, it was his wife's help. If it wasn't losing a place to live, it was wrecking a vehicle. I mean, it was just bam, 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 bam. Saved on his way to heaven? Sure. The Bible said man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Charlie was finding that out. Charlie came to me one night as discouraged as any man I've ever seen in my life. And he said, preacher, it wasn't this bad before I got saved. He said, I come to church on Sunday. He said, and we get up here on the mountain and everything's wonderful and I feel great. But just as sure as I go home, it's right back down in the valley. I come back to church and it's back up here. And I go back home and it's back down there. I come back to church, it's back up here. I go back home and it's back down there. And I just don't know if I can take it anymore. 2 days. Charlie made that statement to me. Brother Tommy Mann was having chest pains because of the woman he's married to. He was in the hospital and they were running the EKGs and all that stuff, and we sat by his bed, and Brother Charlie, they had that machine hooked up to him. And I stood by there by the bed and I got to watching that little screen. And while I was watching that screen, the Holy Ghost, Brother Shane, started speaking to my heart. I was watching that little line. Brother Charlie, here's what it was doing. It was going, beep, 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 beep. And the Holy Ghost said, you know what that is? The Holy Ghost said, you know what that is? That's life, friend. That's what it is from the day you're born to the day you die. It's up, it's down, it's up, and it's down. Hey, I'd rather tell you this morning, I'd rather have Jesus up and down any day of the week than anything I know this morning. That's life. For some, It's more down than up. For some, they seem to dwell in the valley. And God forbid, some of these TV preachers that'll tell you that you're struggling because you're wicked, hey, they ought to get right with God themselves. The Bible said it rains on the just and the unjust. You get to heaven, you tell that to Paul with his thorn in the flesh. Y'all out there this morning, wake up. Brother Jack, though we serve Him, do we fight the battle? Though we serve Him, do we walk in the midnight hour? Though we love Him, do we taste the bitterness? Though we love Him with all our heart, do we feel the pains of this life?
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
No matter how much offering you send, no matter how clean you live, you're going through the valleys. By the way, it's in valleys that make you appreciate them high spots. Hallelujah. What if it was all banana pudding and ice cream? What if it was all fried apple pies? Poor Brother Barry, Miss Alice. Yankees ain't never had a fried pie till yesterday. Woo! They ready to pack up and move, brother. Amen. I wish it could all be birthday parties. I wish it could all be the little old bus kids gathering around telling me how they love me. But before I could get to the bus kids telling me how they love me, I had to put somebody in jail. I'm telling you, man, it ain't all hip, hip, hooray. It's a fight along the way. And Job said, it's going to be worth it. Is your life like that? Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep. Or is it like this? Beep, 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 beep. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You say, I'm tired of it. Let me give you the alternative. Give me the up and down. I stood right there at the foot of Tommy's bed, the Holy Ghost jumping up and down in my soul. I said, yes, Lord, I'll take all the beep, 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 beep you got. Lord, just don't send that horizontal line. Hallelujah. As long as I'm vertical, I'm going to give honor and glory. No matter the trouble, no matter the trial, I'm going to give it to God this morning. Because He's been good to me. Look up here. He could have let that bull stomp your brains out. Died and burned in hell. But no, no, not God. Next week, you'll sit in the grandstand. Next week, you'll sit there as a saved mom and daddy on your way to heaven. Watch your baby boy graduate from the United States Marine Corps. Say hallelujah. Right there. It's worth it. Say, how dare you, preacher? You ain't never walked in His shoe. No, I ain't. But I know the God He knows.
Yeah. Amen.
You say you shouldn't single Him out. I'll tell you what, you spend the amount of time praying with Him that I do, and fasting with Him that I do, and talking with Him on the phone that I do, then you can pass some judgment. Any man in this world's got that man's back, I do, and he knows it.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, Shane, I don't know how long the trial's going to last. I don't know how long it'll be before the SSI comes through. I don't know how long it'll be before the stinking government realizes how much they've robbed you. I don't know when the prosthetic limb will come, but brother, it'll come. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hang on like a hare in a biscuit. Don't back up. Don't back down. We've got too much to do for God. When I'm tried, Brother Jack, we prayed as the allegations were slung against you. Don't think for a minute you're going to do something for God without opposition. A wise old man said, if they're kicking you in the rear end, you must still be out front. Hey, man. There's more in this than I thought there was. Let me give you three thoughts real fast. I want you to take courage in what Job said. I want you to take some courage in what Job said. Job believed that God was around even when he couldn't see him. Are you listening? I don't always feel the presence of God, do you? Come on. How about when you step off a ladder, Brother Don, and you hit the ground, but the finger you was hanging on with is still up yonder where you was? Y'all all right? Been out of work for a year, finally get a job and go to work and get your finger jerked off. Where's God and all that? He's there. Oh, he's there. I know it don't seem like it. I know it don't feel like it, but he's there. And I promise you, if you'll trust in him and realize that he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, if you'll realize, Brother Shane, that he said, lo, and right now you're low, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. If you'll just hang on, if you'll just hang on, payday's coming. Payday's coming for the legless. Payday's coming for the fingerless. Payday's coming for the jobless. Payday's coming for the hopeless.
Amen.
Hang on.
Amen.
Job said, I got to hurry. Verses 8 and 9, you can look at it. I can't see him. When I look to the right, he ain't there. When I look to the left, I can't find him. No matter how far I look, I don't know where he's at. But he's there. He's there. Psalm 139, what's what he said? He said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou hast known my down sittings and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought after afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. Read that sometime. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're going through. God knows where you are. You ever felt forsaken? Like God's forgot your name. Job said he knows the number of hairs on my head. He counts my footsteps. That's keeping a pretty good record, ain't it? Especially if you got to keep up with somebody like Stacy, amen. He don't have to count no more, brother. They're gone, amen. He can tell you how many was up there at one time now, amen. And he looked at Jason and said, boy, this job's getting easier every day, amen. Hallelujah. He knows where you at. Job said he knows where I am.
Amen,
I want you to take courage in that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember when you was a little boy, you fall down and get hurt? You didn't want daddy. You know why you didn't want daddy? Daddy'd tell you to suck it up. Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off, boy. You'll be all right. Bleeding, blood running everywhere. It'll be all right. Wash it off under the sink. No, you wanted mama's comfort, didn't you? How many times have we seen a little old kid fall around here? He ain't even hurt till he sees mama. As humans, you know what we desire? Somebody to take us in their arms and say it'll be all right. Let mama kiss it. I don't know. It's the most powerful medicine in the world. Most powerful medicine in the world. It's better than morphine.
Yes, sir.
When mama kisses it.
Right.
Let me tell you, when Jesus kisses it. Woo!
Amen. Mm.
The courage in what Job said. He said he knoweth the way that I take.
Yeah.
Just before he said, I can't find him. I can't see him.
Yeah.
I can't hear him. I don't know where he's at. But he knows where I am.
Right.
You see, I ain't always got to know where God is. It's enough for me to know that God knows where I am.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I say that again? Can I say it again? Hey, man, I ain't always got to know where God is, but I always got to know that God knows where I am. Why is it not important not to know where God is? Because I know where He is. He never moves. He's unshakable. He never changes.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Take courage in what Job said. Then consider what Job said. He said, when he hath tried me, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Amen.
Job's a saying, even though these trials have come, I'm not going to waver.
Amen.
I ain't going to quit. Why come you never see Christians quit when they're on the mountaintop? You never see them quit when it's hallelujah and glory to God. Amen. Tears of joy. Nobody ever quits then, Brother Freddie. But they always quit when adversity comes. They always quit when the trials come. Hey, this thing's a fight. Paul said, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. It's a fight. Endure hardness as a good soldier. It's a fight. Job said, my kids are gone. My possessions are gone. Everything I've worked for is gone. My health is gone. I've got sore boils from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And his wife said, go ahead, honey. Everybody wants to criticize his wife. I understand her. She said, why don't you just curse God and die? She's saying, Job, just get it over with. Get some peace. You can't take this anymore. You know what he said? He said, you speak like one of the foolish women. You know what Job said? He said, the Lord giveth. He said, all that stuff we had, we got it from him. He said, not only does the Lord giveth, he said, but the Lord taketh away.
Amen.
And he didn't stop there, Brother Freddie. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I come in this thing naked, I'm going out of it naked. Hey, man. He said, no matter what may come, I will not stop. I will not waver. I will not back up. Hey, man. Not only that, he said, I ain't going to be bitter. Hey, man. He said, I'm going to serve the Lord. There's courage in what Job said. There's a good consideration to take in what Job said, but then there's confidence in what Job said. He wound that thing up. He said, when I'm tried, he said, he knoweth the way I take. He said, when he hath tried me, he said, I shall come forth as gold. He knew that he would be made better. Look at verse 14. You can read it for yourself. I'm just going to read it. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. Job says, it's going to be all right. I'm going to be better at the end of this. And I'm not going to be bitter at the end of this. Going through the trial of our son in a car wreck, when he was laying in a coma, did I enjoy it then? No. It'd take a fool to find pleasure in pain in his own children. I had no idea, Brother Barry. I had no idea. But I can see now, looking back, some of the battles we faced as a church, I've laid on my face and said, God, I don't understand what you're doing.
Amen.
And I felt the Holy Spirit speak to my heart and said, don't worry about understanding. Just be faithful.
Amen.
Just be faithful.
Amen.
I'll give you a little light down the road.
Amen.
And after it's all over and we got the victory, Brother Shane, we were able to look back and go, uh-huh. I see why this came to pass. No telling at the trials that I faced as a Christian. That I didn't understand why, and I always prayed, Lord, when we get to heaven, maybe you can explain. But then little by little, and one by one through the years, somebody say, preacher, can I talk to you? Pastors will call and say, brother, can I talk to you? I don't know if you've ever experienced this before, but let me tell you what I'm going through. And the Lord said, here's why you went through it. You went through it to help him. Somebody else went through it to help you. Now it's time to return the favor. I hope it never happens. But if I ever have to have a leg removed, Brother Freddie, I love you. But I'm not coming to you. I'm going to him.
Amen.
And I'm going to say, how in the world did you go through everything you went through and still love him? How in the world did you go through all the battles and the trials and yet you're still on the altar every service, yet you're still sitting back there with your hands raised and giving, I'm coming to you. If they ever come and tell me one of my girls has cancer from head to toe, Brother Charles, I'm not coming to you. You're my hero. Brother Tommy, I'm coming to find you. And I'm going to say, how'd you do it?
Amen.
How'd you get through it?
Amen.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Never had to bury a child. When I do, I'm going to that one who knows my pain.
Amen.
And I'm going to say, help me.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what a joy it is to honestly be able to help somebody who's going through and walking in the shoes that you're walking in? Job said, I don't understand it right now. But if I'll just be faithful, it's going to be better.
Amen.
Let's stand our feet this morning. I know I left some out, but I believe I said what God wanted me to say this morning. While they're coming to the piano, Brother Todd, Miss Ashley and Elizabeth, if you would, y'all come. I don't know what they'll sing this morning, but before they do, could we just bow our heads for a minute? Nobody looking around. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I'm not a know-it-all. Have never claimed to be, nor do I even want to be. I don't pretend to stand here and understand why you're facing what you face, why you're battling what you're battling and going through what you're going through. But I know God does. I wonder if there's one here this morning. Let's say, preacher, that was for me. Just this week I've said, I don't know how much more, how much further I can go. Please pray for me. Would you just slip up your hand? God bless your hearts. Hands all over this building. Thank you for being honest this morning. Listen to me. You can make it. With God, my Bible said, all things are possible. My Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Without Him, you're nothing, but with Him, you're everything. Without Him, you're powerless, but with Him, you have all power. Without Him, you're weak, but with Him, you're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Listen, this morning, you can make it. I wonder if there's others this morning that say, preacher, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. I don't want to die and go to hell. If you can really have this thing settled in your heart, if you can really know where you'll spend eternity, I'd like to get that settled. Please pray for me. Anybody, just slip up your hand. I won't embarrass you. I'm just going to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Please remember me. Anybody? Thank you so much. Let's just bow together and pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord, I sit right where some of these sit this morning who raised their hand. Lord, you know how many times a week I ask you why. Why, God, does this one have to face this? Why, God, does this one have to go through that? Lord, I'm as weak as anybody else. I confess that to you this morning. And Lord, even though I still don't know why, Lord, I've got to trust that you do, that you know exactly what you're doing. Lord, for every hand that was raised, I pray for courage. For every hand that was raised, God, I pray for strength. God, I pray that you'd help them, Lord, not to quit in the battle, but Lord, to press on. To press on till the sun shines again.
Lord, you said weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, help them to hang on till the sun shines again. Lord, have your way in this altar call. Father, we'll thank you and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.